This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer and David Knight filling in what will be a week. It looks like now justice is moving against the left, against Obama, against Hillary Clinton. And I think that all of the lies of the past that these people have promoted are starting to come back and bite them. Donald Trump has gone on Twitter, called Barack Obama an obstructionist. Of course, he said that about the entire Democrat Party. Now you've got a Senate a State Department that is about to be probing again into Hillary Clinton's handling of her secret server that had classified emails on it. Loretta Lynch is going to have to testify soon. She's going to have to answer about that meeting that she had on the tarmac about why she decided to tell Comey to handle the Clinton investigation as a matter. All of that is now coming to the front now. At the same time, the false narrative that Russia elected Donald Trump is coming crashing to a halt as well. And let's not forget, last week, caught on video, Russian NATO jets in near standoff after F-16 buzzes defense minister's airplane. So you literally have Russia and the United States engaging in war games with one another, and you have liars in the government that want to waste our time and money investigating into Russia-Trump collusion. Now, I want to ask David Knight a question, because this is actually something David Knight and I have disagreed on. I don't even know if we've ever done it on air or even in a conversation, just based on our coverage of Donald Trump and his tweets. I know that, David, you have said you wish Donald Trump would tweet less. You don't like the tweets. I, on the other hand, have said I like the tweets. And now, though, when we were talking before the show, you were looking at the tweets saying, wow, he's calling out Obama. It looks like he is kind of forcing the hand of the rest of the government to actually look at the collusion on the Democrat side of things. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders won't even mention the DNC fraud lawsuit that is being ongoing right now. Donald Trump mentioned that the other day, too. So I'm just curious, David, do you still think Trump should tweet less? Do you like Trump's tweets? And do you think that his tweets today are indicating the way that the Justice Department is moving now? They also have now said they'll instate the travel ban for 90 days. So do you think now that Trump is trying to use his Twitter to force the government to do things?
I think that it's very important for Trump to be able to speak directly to the American people. And he can do that very powerfully through Twitter. But we all know that he's also, it's a two-edged sword. And he has done some self-inflicted damage as well with that. So that's just what I've been saying, what others have been saying. The attacks that he did against the Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein last week, I thought were non-productive, counterproductive to this. But it's good that he's coming out and talking about what it truly is, which is obstruction. And we've been saying this for a long time, that there were multiple things behind this Russian narrative. First of all, they wanted to cover up the fact that they were hacking the election against Bernie Sanders. They didn't want people to look at what had been revealed. So they created this Russians hack the election narrative. And then in addition to that, they used it offensively against Donald Trump, trying to tie up his administration, trying to force some kind of a process crime. And that's also my concern about his tweets, that he might fall into that trap of a process crime in terms of his comments with that. But we have to understand there's a third part of this. The Democrats, or the Obama administration, was using the intelligence community as political operatives. That's a key thing here. This goes beyond simply collusion. This is the fact that we have the massive intelligence community being used as political operatives. And this is gradually beginning to come out. Grassley, Rand Paul, others have pointed this out. We've had the FISA court rule this, that the NSA and the FBI under Comey broke the law, violated the law, and then declassified their ruling so that we could all see it. But, of course, nobody's really paying much attention to it. We've had Circa talk about it. It's been put up on the Drudge Report a couple of times. So that's the other part of it. They've been using it as defensive cover of their crimes, which should send them to jail.
And then the CIA Washington Post last Friday prints a 30-page article, Obama's secret struggle to punish Russia for Putin's election result. They try to force the Russian narrative back out there like something exists. It's ends up biting them in the butt because Trump says, wait a second, Obama obstructed justice. We'll be right back with a report from Alex Jones.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Donald Trump tweeted last night and this morning. The tweets are up on InfoWars.com. And everybody out there ought to be retweeting them and celebrating it because it shows that Trump is going on a major counteroffensive against the globalists and the dirtbag Democrats and their leftist cohorts and the Islamicists. Now, if you go back about a year and a half ago, we were about a year out from the election, and there were news reports coming out confirming that Podesta and his brother and Hillary got $30-plus million to transfer about 25% of our uranium to Russia. Hillary got caught meeting secretly with Putin. All this stuff was coming out. Jay Johnson and Homeland Security, even other Democrats at that level, wanted to get into the computers to find out what was happening. And the Clintons, everybody covered it up. Okay, and she had her second server, her private server, that she was selling data on the world market for, letting people penetrate it in exchange for money to her foundation, billions and billions. So this was a Legion of Doom level Lex Luthor crime going on. And so they were scared. What were they going to do? Well, just covered it up. But then once Trump won, they had to go ahead and panic and say, oh, my God, Trump's the Russian agent, because they knew that Homeland Security was already aware of this. And Jay Johnson already testified last week. But what's amazing is, if you go back over a year ago, when I was interviewing Roger Stone and Colonel Schaefer and so many other experts that have really, you know, high-level connections, they were continuing to break down the fact, but so was even mainstream news. This has all been in the news, that it was the Democrats that had all these connections, were trying to distract off onto the narrative claiming Trump was. But again, that all accelerated and got 10 times worse once Trump won. And that's why they've been so desperate, why they've been like cornered rats. Well, now, with Jay Johnson's testimony last week, former head of Homeland Security, and with all the other testimonies that are coming out, we know that Obama, this is confirmed, they've admitted it, ordered them to not investigate. Now, the argument is he's the president, and under a unitary executive, he could do that. Well, there's a unitary executive unless it's with a foreign power and selling out U.S. interest. And then that's an issue for Congress to decide. And it's clear-cut treason, especially when Obama has a track record of selling us out to multinationals, selling us out to foreign governments, namely communist China. Russia is a third-level player. They can barely stabilize their own country. That's why it has been a red herring the whole time. It's just that that's where the dirt is on the Democrats, is China and Russia. So that's why they've been, again, claiming they own the narrative of claiming everybody else is a Russian agent but them. The fact that Trump has brought all this evidence out, the fact that even mainstream media is admitting it, the fact that CNN has had to retract a bunch of stories, admitting that they were fake news about Roger Stone, Scaramucci, and others inside the Trump administration, shows they're beginning to run scared. And now with these tweets from Trump saying Obama wasn't scared, he didn't choke, he was obstructing because he knew the Russians were actually helping. Now, I was told by some of our, not just White House sources, but CIA sources, about 6 months ago, that the Russians actually had penetrated the Democrats, as they historically have, and were actually, to a great extent, actually hedging their bets, thinking Hillary would win, and were actually backing Hillary. I kind of rolled my eyes at that, and Dr. Corsi wrote articles about it. We got a lot of heat from folks that think Russia can do no wrong, but again, this is what big governments do. I'm not blaming Russia for anything, but doing their normal national security outreach. Our own government does that as well, but under globalism, we do that for foreign multinational corporations at the expense of America. What Trump's doing with his carbon tax killing operation, pulling us out of the Paris deal, what Trump's doing, pulling us out of the TPP, bringing the jobs back, boosting the stock market, is bringing back normal nationalism that a chief executive engages in for their country. That's what third world nations do, is sell out their countrymen for 30 pieces of silver instead of building up a nation they actually live in, that they actually care about, that they actually believe in. So that's just some of the backstory. You all remember it. We're going to do reports on it tonight on the news. We're going to do a more focused report with all the documentation for the radio show tomorrow as well. But this is such a big deal to have Trump boldly come out and say Obama committed crimes, he obstructed, when we already have the proof, Jay Johnson saying he was told to drop it and do nothing. And that's why you see in that letter last week that we made such a big deal of, Dianne Feinstein saying, yeah, we need a criminal investigation of Loretta Lynch. She's one of the top Democrats, and she seems so scared and so reclusive lately, not out running her mouth against Trump and others, shows that the amount of crimes committed by the arrogant, crazy, globalist Democrats and the Republican leadership like John McCain, who just got fingered in major publications for also taking Russian money, the fact is this whole house of cards is starting to come down, and this is an incredible victory. And everybody knows, I'm not going to tell you we're having victories if we aren't. You can see it for yourself. And I hate to be a cheerleader here, because they could set off a nuke in D.C., they could activate Antifa and Black Lives Matter, start burning down cities and shooting cops in every town you know. But at the same time, as long as we recognize that they're the enemy, they're the scum, they're the trash, then it's clear why they're fighting for their lives, calling everybody a racist, running around trying to hijack the economy and run it in the ground, running around saying kill Trump, kill me, kill everybody else, is because they're a bunch of trash that was inches away from bringing this country down once and for all, but now it's all been jerked away from the scum. And that's why, again, they've intensified their efforts, saying Trump's failing, I'm failing, you're failing, destroy everybody, sue everybody, is because we are kicking their ass. So let's thank God for this. Let's thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for this and all your prayers. I want to thank you out there for your prayers and intensify your prayers, but also be watchful on the street, spread the word, and support InfoWars and spread our articles and videos like you never have before. They put all their foreign intel, all their bots, all their Facebook, all their Googles, all their Twitters, all their Amazons, with all their giant AI systems against the Liberty Movement to fill all of our Twitter feeds full of hate and that we're failing and that we're dead and that we're garbage, and to fill our Google feeds with that and to fill our email with that and to fill the TV with that and to fill the newspaper with that. That is so wonderful to get up every day and see hundreds of articles, sometimes thousands, saying I'm scum and I'm filth and I'm trash, because that's the enemy saying that, like Tokyo Rose in World War II, while her whole system is burning down around her ass. So again, this is an incredible time to be alive. We are crushing them. We are defeating them. We're restoring prosperity. The colleges are imploding where these social justice warriors run things. On every front, these failing scum that wanted to take us down to their level are just disintegrating because of your action. But now is the time to press the attack at every level, 24/7, because we are so close. We're going to crush their Islamic invasion. We're going to crush their communist brainwashing. We're going to crush the Antifa, all of it intellectually. We're going to shut our borders down to all the failed states. We're going to restore the United States of America and then dictate peace through strength. InfoWars.com is the sword of truth. You know it is. That's why they hate us. We don't compromise. We don't back down. And we can literally taste the victory. It's in our guts. It's in our hearts. It's in our blood. So keep spreading the word. I want to salute you all. I want to salute the crew. Now back to David Knight, Noah, and Schroyer. But the main focus is we're on the march. They're on the run. And Trump is pressing the attack. He is calling them out as the criminals they are. And so get ready. They bit off more than they can chew. They absolutely pushed people to the breaking point. They were given a chance to back down and just let America be great again, but they didn't. So now they're going to get something else. Now they're going to get the oblivion that they so begged for. Now what they hope to do to us is about to happen to them.
It's like the old nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty, and you couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. I think that that's the point that they have reached right now with Obama, McCain, Loretta Lynch, Hillary Clinton, and it's only a matter of time before everyone in America, I think, is seeking justice now. It's becoming more popular. But that's the threat, David, is we know that these people have capabilities. We know what they've done in the past. We know that they don't care much for humanity. They wouldn't mind if half of the earth was just wiped dry of humanity. And they are seriously, I think, facing some justice right now for their crimes. We'll see how far it gets pushed, how far they want to push back. But
let's talk about how this is melting down for them, too, because we had CNN come out. We had yesterday Stelter, CNN, is asking Jeff Zucker and others to comment on the Russian retraction story. And they're not. They're stonewalling their own reporter. So we have a situation here where CNN is calling CNN fake news. It's gotten that bad. And we've got the Democrats saying, hey, leaders, let's not talk about Russia anymore, okay? People realize that we're totally out of touch with their concerns on a day-to-day basis. They said they're trying to figure out how they're going to make mortgage payments, how they're going to pay for their kids to go to college, what their energy bill will look like. And, of course, the Democrats have done everything they can to try to make sure that our energy bills are higher and higher. So they are absolutely out of touch with our concerns. They're adamantly, diametrically opposed to the things that they just listed here. All they want to do is use Russia as a political weapon. And what is imploding on them now is this Russian narrative. They have jumped the shark. CNN has jumped the shark. They're now imposing strict new rules on coverage about Russia. So CNN is saying, well, let's not talk any more about Russia unless you clear this with a CNN vice president. This is the email memo that went out on Saturday. They retracted the story. Stelter cannot get Zucker to comment on his fake news story here. And also the Democrats are coming back and saying, hey, let's not talk about this. Now they're trying to shut it up. It's too late. Because as Trump has pointed out, we've learned from the revelations of James Comey very clearly that there was obstruction of justice going on. It's been very clear that that was the case. When he said that Hillary Clinton had violated all these laws and he wasn't going to prosecute her, that was obstruction of justice, folks. It's not just a favorative, doing a favor for somebody because they're politically connected. That was obstruction of justice. He should have been removed for that cause alone. And yet they continue to go with this. They have continued to try to obstruct what they did. They were the ones who were hacking the election against Bernie Sanders, and they created this false Russian narrative. This information was not given to WikiLeaks. by a state actor. They've said that over and over again. They have credibility. The DNC does not. The FBI director does not have credibility on this. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks does. They have said all along that this is not a state actor, that this was handed over to them by people who were upset about what they were doing within the DNC. So they've used this to distract people from what's going on, and now this is starting to come down around their heads.
Well, and they've cornered them. They've cornered themselves, too, because they spent all of this time, money, and energy on the Russia investigation, found nothing on Trump. Are they just going to shut it down now and just prove that it was a witch hunt into Trump? Are they actually going to look into Obama? Are they actually going to look into Podesta? Actually look into Clinton? We'll find out. We'll be right back on the other side. Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer, David Knight filling in.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something.
that makes me want to shout.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroeder, David Knight with you. And we've got a lot of news to cover, but Joyce Riley has passed away. And David, you wanted to address this situation before we moved on to anything else.
Yeah, we're sad to see that happen. Our sympathies go out to her family. You know, she did very important work for promoting Americana, her work with veterans. She was a nurse and a veteran herself, so she did a lot with veterans on health issues, and that work is going to go on. But she was really a very nice person. I went on her show once and caused her no end of grief with a bad phone connection. She was very gracious about that. She has been followed by quite a few people, and I'm sure that work is going on. So we really do appreciate the important work that she did in her lifetime, and our condolences go out to her family. Joyce Riley passed away yesterday with a long struggle with cancer.
And I'm sure that all the feminists will celebrate the great woman that Joyce Riley was. Oh, wait, no, I doubt that, because she was a patriot and Americana. So we celebrate the life of Joyce Riley, a true American patriot.
Yeah.
Sadness and grieving today with her passing. Now, I want to get to some legal stuff that President Trump has been dealing with. The GOP is about to release their health care bill today. They're set to release it right in the face of the Democrats, who are screaming and whining about how they won't release it, which is exactly what the Democrats did for Obamacare. So I do as I say, not as I do. But more importantly, I want to talk about the travel ban. And now it is going to reach the Supreme Court. They have done a temporary reinstatement. And I just want to, this is how they're phrasing it. Now, it's going to the Senate to declare whether it's legal or not, to declare whether President Trump has the legal authority to instate this travel ban, which undoubtedly he does. That's not even up for debate.
The Supreme Court, yeah.
And so, but this is how they're painting it, David. They say the Supreme Court is a limited version of the Trump administration. It's letting a limited version of the Trump administration ban on travel from six mostly Muslim countries, or you could say where Obama bombed for 8 years, to take effect. A victory for President Trump in the biggest legal controversy of his young presidency. It's not a legal controversy. Anybody who knows the law knows that he is well within his boundaries. This has been done many times throughout presidential history. So they're trying to spin this and pretend like it's being looked at that Donald Trump is breaking the law, David. Do you see how they're trying to spin this narrative? They're trying to steal it.
Well, these are lower courts that have put these obstacles in the way. And of course,
they're the ones that broke the law.
Yeah, what they're doing is they're reading things like intent into it, which it's not there. Basically, if you judge it based on what the law says, there is nothing that they should be able to take exception to. And, of course, statutory law clearly gives Donald Trump and the administration the ability to decide who is going to come into the country and so forth. I think it's interesting that we have California doing a travel ban. California is banning travel to America. Imagine that. They're saying that people who work for the government of California cannot travel to the real America. They have now included this and extended this to 8 states, including Texas. Are now on the list, and Governor Abbott said California may be able to stop their state employees, but they can't stop all the businesses that are fleeing over their taxation, their regulation, and are relocating to Texas and elsewhere. And then Tennessee came back with a scathing resolution. It was a very long resolution, among other things. They said, whereas this type of ban, the result of legitimate disagreement about government policies, neither persuasive nor productive for either party, and will lead to economic warfare among states as one sovereign entity attempts to tell an equally sovereign entity how to conduct their affairs by restricting travel. And whereas the U.S. Constitution provides for a strong federal government for a common defense, but the 10th Amendment grants the several states sovereignty in addressing issues solely within their jurisdiction, so forth and so on. They go down here. Be it further resolved that we urge the other 48 states to refrain from imposing their unfounded moral judgment on their sister states, as California has done, in order to prevent escalating foolishness. That's them damn pretty good,
you know,
I think.
Honestly, if you look at the House and the Senate, most of the swamp resides in California.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Eric Swalwell, the list goes on and on and on. And these people have been in government for way too long. And
but, you know, getting back to this travel ban that's being reviewed by the, and actually it's not so much a travel ban as it is the attempts of lower court district judges to try to stop and assert themselves over the president's rightful powers here. What they said was that they're not going to put any restrictions. People can be stopped if they do not have any connection in the United States. It's just a given that they're not going to come here. And as you pointed out, Owen, these are countries that Obama had been bombing. he'd been going to war with.
And that's not even all of them.
And later in the program, we're going to be talking to Michael Springman. This is an individual who blew the whistle on visas for Al-Qaeda, and he's talking about goodbye Europe, hello chaos. And of course, that's the key part of what he's talking about, how we start the wars in the other countries so that they can then have a massive relocation and replacement of populations coming into this country. That's what's truly behind this.
Absolutely. And everything, it's true. Everything that the Democrats did and they claim that Trump did, they're guilty of. Rigging elections, breaking the law, that's on the Democrats.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It is almost the 4th of July. It's become my favorite holiday over the years, just to think about all the freedom that we enjoy here that really is a blessing. You know, the people want to hate it. They want to hate on this country for the freedoms we have, but there's a reason why people want to come here and enjoy those freedoms. And it all started in 1776, the 4th of July, a great date in our history. So we are celebrating with mega specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. And that is a serious special you want to take advantage of if you're thinking about ordering the InfoWars Select Storable Food, which is also 30 to 40% off right now. with these crazy times we're living in, folks, natural disaster, potential wars breaking out, why would you not have emergency food ready for you and your family? And with the current specials we have, free shipping combined with 30 to 40% off retail, hundreds of dollars of savings right now on our emergency food. But that's not it. BrainForce Plus, 30% off. Supermeal Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. There was a man that called in to the Sunday show last night and said that his mother was suffering from dementia, and he took a shot after nothing else working for her. This is an older lady, and they tried BrainForce and Survival Shield X2, and now his mother, who was suffering from dementia, actually has clear conscious thought again. It's quite a powerful testimony. So try these products out, folks. People try these products, they have great experiences, and they buy them again, and we have serious discounts running right now. Store-wide free shipping, 30% off some of our great products, the 4th of July summer special, InfoWarsStore.com. Well, the left is failing miserably. All of their narratives are falling in on themselves that it's the right that's going to cause violence. It was Russia that was hacking in the election. Trump was obstructing justice. No, that was Obama. That was the left that's violent. That was the Democrats that were breaking the law. And Eric Trump went on Fox News and called out the left for what they've been doing, including their violent calls for assassination.
If you look at the Democratic Party, and I keep saying it, they're imploding. They've got no leadership. They've got no message. If you look at the DNC, the DNC is half defunct. They've got no money in the bank. They have no operation. You look at the head of the DNC, he's quite frankly a nut job.
What is
the Democrats' message right now? I mean, what are they running on? All they're doing is obstructing, and it's clearly not working because every race that comes along, every special election that comes along, my father is winning, and my father's out there saying, I want to take care of the military. I want to take care of vets. I want to take care of health care and taxes. And, you know, we want to bring back America. I mean, it's his message. Very simple. Make America great again. And politicians have really run this country into the ground.
How is it possible flourishing that they're getting away with this, Eric, that they are obstructing and not listening to what the tone of the people is and what the tone of the people voted for last year? They voted for tax reform. They voted for health care repeal and replace. Your father's agenda. So,
because they're out of touch. They're out of touch. Half of them have never had real jobs before. Half of them have been sitting on a hill legislating for many years when they've never, you know, actually done before. You know, I mean, my father is a practical guy. My father is a doer. You know, he's a brilliant, brilliant person. But we need to bring some practicality back to the United States government.
Has led to these celebrities out there that think it's okay for Kathy Griffin to be holding a bloody head there, and then you've got people like Robert De Niro saying I want to punch him in the face. Then of course the most recent you've got basically saying I want to assassinate the president, Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that? I mean, as a family, when you hear this stuff. At this point, does it roll off your back, or do you still get upset?
It has to roll off
your
back.
Yeah,
it's upsetting, sure. It has to roll off your back. I mean, I have a pregnant wife. She's 7 months pregnant. If you saw some of the comments that she receives from people, I mean, I couldn't even say them honestly on the air because they're so ghastly, but they're willing to attack a pregnant lady, somebody who's 7 months pregnant. They're willing to attack an 11-year-old boy, meaning, you know, my brother, Barron, who's in the White House and at, you know, a fragile age. If they're willing to go after, you know, my half-sister, Tiffany, 22 years old, who's going to law school. I mean, there is no borders for these people. I mean, listen, we're fair game. Fine. You know, we're adults, but I mean, there are no borders for these people. And you see Johnny Depp and what he said, you know, I'd like to go assassinate, you know, the president. It's like Johnny Depp has his own problems. He has his own problems.
Yeah.
Like, how about you go back to making movies and doing your own thing? I mean, this is a man who gave up his life to try and help this country, and he's doing a great, great job. And honestly, I couldn't be more proud of him.
Donald Trump's family represents him really well. But, you know, Eric Trump said something that I almost lost my seat over. Practicality in the U.S. government? Are you kidding?
They don't see themselves. They don't see themselves as representing the American people. That's the fundamental disconnect, I think, because Eric is new to Washington and doesn't realize that these people represent themselves and the people who buy them, and they couldn't care less about what the American people want. So they're obstructing an agenda that could make life better for Americans, and at the same time, they're obstructing justice. And that's the key thing that Donald Trump was talking about earlier today. But we had this article come out. The actor who played Brutus and Julius Caesar doubled down, just in case you thought this is simply about the play, okay? He said the actor who played Brutus in the controversial production Julius Caesar has depicted Trump's assassination, said each performance was an act of resistance. Make sure that you understand what that truly means, okay? When they get out there in a feeding frenzy and start screaming wildly and applauding as they see this surrogate for Trump being assassinated, being knifed, as they show the pictures of his head being cut off by Kathy Griffin. We know precisely what they're doing. This is, they're getting off on this at a visceral level, and we know precisely what they are modeling for other people out there, disturbed individuals that they're hoping will take them up on this. And when you talk about this being Julius Caesar, as I said before, they're using the bard as a beard. You know, this had, yes, the general storylines of Julius Caesar, but beyond putting it in a contemporary milieu, they also had things like Twitter, they had Melania there, obviously, speaking in a Slovenian accent and so forth. Lee Stranahan said that they should have just called it Orange Julius, you know, because it only has a twist of Shakespeare in it. But it truly was them acting out their perverse fantasies, and they continue to do that. And that's where I think the difference is. I mean, as I've said before, you know, when we talk about where we have freedom of speech and where we draw the line, and of course they're going to be talking about that with the Supreme Court in terms of the gay bakeries and, you know, whether or not you can be forced somebody to bake a gay wedding cake. That's one of the cases that are going to be considered by the Supreme Court. When you look at rights in conflict like this, and you look at free speech and conflict, in my opinion, this is a kind of incitement, like if you were to yell fire in a crowded theater when there is no fire. And what they're doing is they're inciting hatred in the audience. Obviously, you can see that. I mean, this is like 1984 where they got the 2 minutes of hate. And they're inciting that. And what they're essentially saying is fire at that guy that I don't like. Fire at him. And to me, that is not legitimate use of free speech, even in a theatrical area like this. Because, we've seen a lot of violence in Hollywood, but this is targeted towards people. And we've seen the result of this with the Scalise shooting and others.
Well, there's absolutely zero excuse for calling for the assassination of Trump. There should be zero excuse for that. I think those people need to be investigated immediately. But as far as, you know, the play is concerned, you know what? Maybe if this was an isolated incident, maybe if this was the only play, the only propaganda against Trump, okay, maybe we would turn the other cheek. Maybe we wouldn't make a big deal of it. But it's the group collective. It's all of it. You have the actor going off the stage saying this is about a resistance. Oh, who tried to steal that phrase from the real resistance, which was here, started right here? Oh, yeah, Hillary Clinton's super PAC, the resistance, more money to the Democrats, taking from the poor, giving to the rich. That's right. That was Shia LaBeouf saying he will not divide us when he was the one that was dividing us. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the Democrats crying resistance, resistance, all of a sudden that they're losing. And you made a key point there, David. When liberals and anti-Trumpers or whoever it is celebrate Trump, quote unquote, losing, like, for example, with the travel ban, they are celebrating America losing.
Yeah.
That is their hatred of America showing. And I don't even know if they understand it. I don't know if they consciously understand it, if they can admit it. I mean, they don't want to admit that. They're never going to come out and just say, oh, I hate America, because then they look like the scum they are. But that's what they do.
Well, you know, you had that person in the Democrat Party say, hey, we got to get off of this Russian thing. We're out of touch with America. We need to get behind the issues that they're concerned about, cost of energy, cost of mortgages, cost of college education and so forth. And yet everything they have done has made all of those things more expensive, especially energy. And so they are at odds with all of those issues, besides not just being in touch with our concerns, the idea that we have those problems, we have those issues. We are concerned about how we're going to defend ourselves in a situation that is increasingly violent. And, of course, it's always in the areas that are controlled by Democrats where they have gun control laws that we see the the vast majority of the shootings taking place. So, yes, we have these concerns that they do not share because they live in this privileged little bubble that they have going here. So I don't think that they're going to be able to pull this around. But I think it's very important now that Donald Trump is calling them out on the other kind of obstruction, which is legal obstruction. You know, Hillary Clinton was not found innocent. She was not exonerated. They merely let that go and said, well, I don't think we're going to prosecute her on this. But she still has that legal liability there.
And they're all involved. Lynch, yeah. Comey, Clinton, Obama, they're all involved in this mess. Cheryl Mills, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But you know, I want to get back to this for a second. You've got Robert Reich, Hillary Clinton, I mean, all of these people calling for the resistance, all these people pointing to President Trump getting assassinated, trying to inject that into our lifestyle, trying to inject that into our subconscious. But then on the other end, if Trump says something about a travel ban, or if a conservative talk show host says something about radical Islamic terror, they want to blame us for every terror attack. They want to blame us for all the violence, saying we're inciting violence. We're the Islamophobics. How dare Trump say that? He's going to cause radical Islamic terror. But here they are trying to incite violence in this country and start terrorists and start assassinations. Why don't they get held to it? Why doesn't Robert Reich get held to the comments that he makes about the resistance and then all this violence happens? This is less than a month after Steve Scalise gets shot and they're out here doing it again.
Why is it racism when we say that we're not going to allow people in from countries that we're at war with, when it wasn't racism when Obama dropped bombs on them?
He's a Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Yeah, exactly.
If I beat you to death right now, but I have a Nobel Peace Prize, it's perfectly fine.
Well, in his last year, he dropped 26,000 bombs on these countries, and that works out to something like 3 bombs an hour that he dropped on. Why is that not racist? Okay, when we look at this, but it's after we have created this problem there, and it is all being done for the sake of regime change, and there is still this establishment strain within the Trump administration. You got McMaster's part of the National Security Council still continuing to push for regime change. When you got others like Mattis, who is in the Pentagon, saying, no, we want to fight ISIS. So the question is, are we going to work with ISIS to get regime change because that's our key goal? Or are we going to try to shut down ISIS? That's a fight that continues to go on within the Trump administration. That's how serious things are. Because we have, even when we look at things like Obamacare or tax cuts, we still have the vast majority of the Republican Party who want the status quo. The ones who were the odd men out are the ones who say, but wait a minute, we campaigned for 8 years and we won the last election as well by saying that we're going to repeal Obamacare. Those are the people who are considered to be extremists. They're the outliers. They're the ones who have to be isolated. It's the establishment Republicans working with the so-called moderate Republicans who are trying to shut all this down. And I don't see anything in any of these proposals that are coming out of the House or the Senate that are going to do anything to actually fix the affordability of health care. Because nothing in Obamacare does it. It actually makes it worse, just as they have. Whenever you subsidize something, whenever you steal money from one group to the other, you are not doing anything to help us afford it. And so all the things that Trump campaigned on in terms of his health care proposal, I'm not seeing these being put in there by the people who are crafting the legislation at the House, at the Senate, because we know that when it came up for election in 2012, we had a choice. We're going to be given a choice between Obamacare or Romneycare. And they picked Paul Ryan to run alongside and implement Romneycare. And so that really truly is the case right now. It's a very, very minor difference between these two plans because the establishment Republicans want Obamacare to continue.
Well, and Rand Paul points out how the subsidies coming from quote-unquote Trump care are actually worse than the subsidies from Obamacare. But,
yeah,
you know, the left, though, they lie to their constituents, they lie to their audience, and they're telling all of these people, these anti-Trumpers, that they're having these victories. Oh, the Trump travel ban being shut down is a victory for you. That's a victory for us. James Comey having to testify. This is going to be a major victory for us. So many implications on Trump. And then it always turns out being the opposite. The Comey hearing was a total loss for the anti-Trumpers. The travel ban, once this gets past the Supreme Court, will be a total loss for the anti-Trumpers because he's going to be well within his rights as president. Now we're on to the health care bill. I do think right now, technically, you could say that it's a loss for us because I don't want the new health care bill. You don't want the new health care bill. But guess what? It's not going to pass. So yeah, we're not even going to get the new health care bill. Yeah. So that's not even going to be a loss. And real quick, to close out this segment, I want to go because we were talking about Loretta Lynch and the Clinton email interference. Even Adam Schiff, even the pencil neck himself, is saying that he is feeling queasy about what's going on with this obstruction of justice. Here's Pencilneck.
The former FBI director, he also testified that the Obama Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, improperly injected politics into the investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails. I want you to listen to what he told the Senate Intelligence Committee.
The Attorney General had directed me not to call it an investigation, but instead to call it a matter, which confused me and concerned me. But that was one of bricks in the load that led me to conclude I have to step away from the department if we're to close this case credibly.
Senator Dianne Feinstein was on this program recently, and she said that gave her a queasy feeling. The Senate Judiciary Committee is investigating this. Do you think that Loretta Lynch should come to Capitol Hill and testify about this?
I think Senator Feinstein's comment, I would agree with. It does give me a queasy feeling as well. There may be a perfectly accurate explanation by Loretta Lynch about why she thought matter was the appropriate term rather than investigation, so I wouldn't assume James Comey's characterization is the last word on it, even though I'm sure it's accurate. But I'd like to hear what Loretta Lynch's explanation for that is, either by having her come to the Hill or by having her speak publicly about what was...
Did you have her come to the House Intelligence Committee?
You know, I don't know that this is really part of the Russia investigation. This was more part of the Clinton email investigation. So I'm not sure it's within our purview.
It's all the same thing, David. It's all the same thing. It's all a canard. It's all a lie. We want to get down to the bottom of it.
Well, it should make them feel queasy because they are the ones who violated the law. And this is becoming very apparent. We've had, as I mentioned before, Senator Grassley, Senator Paul said the unmasking and the surveillance of American citizens is a violation of the law. The Obama administration, the people in the NSA, Comey in the FBI, Lynch in the Attorney General's office, they violated the law. The FISA court, this is not some anonymous whistleblower through the Washington Post, but the FISA court said they did and declassified that. So they should get a queasy feeling because they should be going to jail.
And I got news for all the drive-by media viewers out there. Loretta Lynch has been obstructing justice for years on this deal. Every time she goes in front of a Senate committee, she won't answer a question. She's going to have to start answering.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank you.
If anyone was on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt asleep. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
We are winning the culture war. It's a slow but steady victory, folks, and we need to stay the course. And President Trump is certainly a beachhead helping at the top of this movement. And there's some culture war happening right now with maintaining our foundations of religion in this country and praying to God and accepting Christianity as the original foundation for this country. But obviously, the clash of civilizations, multiculturalism, is a globalism plan to bring this country to its knees. So real quick, and now David Knight has a story about an update on what's going on right now at as far as Hillary Clinton trying to be a part of this. But I wanted to introduce it with this story because it kind of explains a lot. Saudi student, now a U.S. fugitive after skipping bail paid by consulate. So this is a Saudi Arabian national who was here in America as a student, 21 years old, and he is awaiting trial for a manslaughter case of a hit-and-run accident that killed a 15-year-old last summer. So he's been waiting in jail on bail. Well, the Saudi Arabian consulate, the Saudi Arabian government, decided to pay for his bail. So Saudi Arabia bails this person out, and then what does he do? He runs away. He skirts the law. He is now a fugitive. Shocking. Isn't that shocking? He's about to face justice, probably go to jail for a long time for this manslaughter. Saudi Arabian bails him out, and now he's gone.
Is he part of the Bin Laden family?
Well, his name is Abdul Raham Samir Noura, and he's gone.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of talk. The Washington Post took a big exception to the fact that Donald Trump did not have the Ramadan dinner. And they began talking about that this weekend, and they said that he's broken a two-decade-old tradition. Who started it? Hillary Clinton, 1996. She started celebrating Ramadan in the White House, and they've continued every year since. So we have a tradition, a venerable tradition that began with Hillary Clinton, went through George W. and Barack Obama. And we have Donald Trump saying, no, thank you. Also, in 1998, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, as Secretary of State, pushed through a celebration of Ramadan and iftar dinner for the Secretary of State. Rex Tillerson has not continued that. They wish them well, but they're not going to celebrate it. Now, what I think is important about this is that the left, the Washington Post and others, have tried to say, but it was Jefferson who did the very first one in 1805. Well, the reality is that was not an iftar dinner. That was not a celebration. That was a situation with a Tunisian ambassador. They invited him for dinner at 3:30. He said, I can't do it because I've got this religious ceremony. I can't eat until sunset. So they said, well, okay, we'll just delay it. How about that? Come at sunset. Okay, fine. So he does that. There's no indication that there was any special food. They were not aware of their traditions. They didn't even call them Muslims or Muslims. They called them muscle men at the time. And, of course, they were aware of Islam, and there are quite some interesting comments about the founding fathers. They saw Islam as a political system of oppression, more than they saw it as a religion. Nevertheless, what we see here with Jefferson, I think, illustrates a very important point, and that's the difference between the free exercise of religion and the establishment of religion. And what Hillary Clinton was trying to do with her State Department and what we saw with Bush and with Obama was to try to establish a tradition, to try to establish a religious tradition in the White House, as opposed to allowing people to freely exercise it by saying, hey, all right, we'll delay our dinner until sunset, and you're going to come, and it's kind of potluck, whatever you can find, you can eat. That's what Jefferson did. He was tolerant of other people. He allowed the free exercise of religion, but he was not going to establish a religious tradition. Not going to do it. That's what Hillary Clinton did. That's what Madeleine Albright did. As she was starving to death, I guess that's, was that kind of a Ramadan tradition? Starving to death 500,000 children and then saying it was worth it because of her sanctions?
Well, I think that this is a purely political move started by the Clintons back in the 90s. And we're going to explain that and get into more on that on the other side. Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer, David Knight. Second hour coming up. Tommy Robinson will be joining us in the second hour. Don't go anywhere.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've taken thousands.